Welcome to FBI Radio. You got your boys, Robbie Armfield here, Tom Montefiore.
Hello.
And Jordan Shanks.
Good spook to you all.
Oh, boo, we've done you a frighten. You're on FBI Radio, 94.5 FM. We're your boys, and we've got a great show coming up. Full of fantastic music.
So good, it's spooky.
So good.
Yeah. Do we have a sound cue for that?
So good, it's spooky.
Okay, just fading up a song that we were previously playing before.
Yep.
Fantastic.
The time is currently 12:08, and it's a nice looking weather out there as well. So,
So we're all in costumes. What are you wearing, Jordan? Who are you today?
Oh, a who's who of extremely scary ideas. I'm dressed as R.L. Stein. Hang on. You probably don't know because I'm not wearing my Hoyt Cinema glasses that have the 3D part of it punched out of it.
Would R.L. Stein wear a Goosebumps shirt?
I think a more accurate question is, would he wear a Goosebumps Hawaiian shirt?
Yeah, probably.
I'm certain that he would have worn one of those with the skeleton on it that has the mohawk that says, viewer beware, you're in for the scare.
Yeah,
he definitely would. Wear that around the house going, Marge, have you seen my other slipper? Definitely, yeah. But I doubt that he's that much of a party animal to wear this. I'm not that much of a party animal. I feel weird walking down the street in this. I do not want to go to a corner store and ask for a bus ticket.
Wearing a Goosebumps shirt.
But I think the feelings are reciprocated with both of us. I mean, Monty was wearing a dress and I was wearing my arch nemesis garment of the Keep Sydney Open. Who were you?
I was dressed as Eleven from Stranger Things.
Ah, great show.
I came up with that one.
Yeah, no, that's a fun
and
fun
sourced
show.
All of the costume from my house.
Yep.
You did not own a single piece.
Yep.
You just prayed and also came through the door asking for 50% of the costume where it suddenly occurred to you, oh, I should be wearing a dress. Jordan, do you have a pink blouse?
Yeah.
It just so happens that I'm just a very stupid YouTuber, so yes, I do have that.
Yeah, scary show. Scary show.
But yeah.
But she...
Very clever idea. Didn't come up with the concept or the costume.
Right.
But so scary, it's good, right?
Yeah, exactly. And you really did the method acting there for the photo.
Put my hand out.
You did that. It was really good.
I tried to draw a highlighter on my nose as though I was bleeding, but it didn't work.
Have a moustache, and we only had an orange highlighter in. Your moustache is already borderline ginger.
Yeah.
Yeah,
yeah.
I don't know what you were thinking.
But basically, look, the gist is this, is we're trying to work out what are we so good at, it's scary. And I think we've all come to some sort of agreement that costumes are our thing. Like, we're really...
Really good
really
at costumes.
Actually quite good at them. I mean, looking around the room here, I can't think of any better. So, you know, my one, for instance, was the Keep Sydney Open, which I think is particularly frightening. I mean, in the sense, like, it just seems that these sort of jokers don't give a care for any of the sort of hospital staff or any of these sort of things.
No.
They're basically just wanting a sort of wanton society that sort of deals in violence, and it's not
scary.
It's very scary.
A Roman orgy society.
Yeah, that's what they want. As if that's not a scary prospect.
Yeah. Woke, get scared. Yeah. Keep Sydney closed.
Well, no, but now I'll be, Keep Sydney Open. So here's my culture guide for keeping Sydney open. Okay, so what you want to do is you want to grab a cheeky brews and happy hour. Okay, you want to go watch a band. Hey, don't forget to check in on the Facebook there. Maybe grab a cheeky Messina ice cream or a donut time afterwards.
Messina is so perfect.
And then if you can... Finish it off with a bit of Mighty Boosh or the Adventure Time. How does that sound, boys?
Sounds great.
Yeah?
Especially, I do like the addition of a Messina, because anybody who is pro Keep Sydney Closed, comments, texts, we need them now, back this up. If you are a Keep Sydney Open person, you like Messina more. If you're a Keep Sydney Closed person, Ben and Jerry's.
I love how there is a Keep Sydney Closed person and a Keep Sydney Open person. But yeah, if anyone left the protest from Keep Sydney Open and went to Messina, please text in.
And also, please text in as well if you were thinking, yeah, I really agree with the principles and everything, but yeah, it is really close to Messina.
Yeah. That business would have been booming that day.
As if it never is anyway. It would have been exactly the same level of crowd of just, there's 10,000 people waiting here.
Yeah.
Better get people that could barely speak English to scoop out the ice cream for you.
But please text in, what are you so good at? It's scary. See you in a moment, FBI Radio. This is Grimes. FBI Radio. Keep it locked.
Locked.
Lovely stuff there from Grimes. It was a song called Kill V Mame from her most recent album called Art Angels. You're on FBR Radio 94.5 FM with Robbie Armfield, Jordan Shanks, Tom Wondefiore, and we've got Beck in the studio, the producer of the previous show. How are you?
I'm good, thank you.
Now, we have you in because...
Yeah, now the pleasantries are out of the way.
We've got a little bit of a spooky story here.
Yeah, when we were leaving, when Nicholas was leaving, he started telling us about, board games that, like, lose their interest after a couple of plays. And we were saying, oh, it's like Atmosphere. Is it called Atmosphere?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. This scary board game. And Beck was in the room and she's like, no way, my uncle?
Dad.
Your dad.
My dad.
Even closer to home.
How incredible is
yes.
that?
So that father that created both Beck and the game Atmosphere. He had two children.
The second
one was so scary, and it was one of those hideous children that's kept in the attic from the rest of the family. Beck refused to play the game because of how scary it was.
Yeah, it's truly frightening. Like, I cried playing it when I first played it. Yeah. Because
what got you going
in the game? You have to write down your deepest fear and put it into like a little chest in the center of the board. I think, is that right?
Yeah.
And then at the end, it's like I put down something that was really embarrassing for me, and then I stupidly didn't realize. Obviously, it's going to be read out at some point. So I put all my cards in, like all my money into the middle, basically, of saying I have to win this game.
I had no idea how messed up that was.
Yeah, it's quite a thing. And there's this very scary man on the TV, like, yelling things at you about, like, hurrying up and just...
Did he have two phrases? Was it just, stop! And whose turn is it?
Yes.
But yeah, we all played that individually, thinking it's a nothing board game. So if anyone's played Atmosphere and have any questions,
I actually played it with Matt Tarrant,
the cowardly magician,
that I'm currently feuding with. But anyway, can you give us some backstory as to the game itself, Beck? Are there any sort of juicy insights we can garner from you?
Well, I know that it was a company called Couple of Cowboys.
Okay,
and
I'll just stop this music.
My dad and his boss, Philip, at the time, I'm not sure how much my dad had to do with the game itself, but it was like their baby. But I just remember the entire office, they had all of these massive portraits of all of the characters. And I was quite young when my dad started working here, so it was just literally the stuff of nightmares. I'd walk down the creepy dark hallway and I think, wasn't there like some killer baby in it? There was like this really like cutesy looking thing that terrified me, and then there was a mummy and some wolf thing.
Just got a bit scared by it.
Were you scared of your dad?
Yeah, and it must have been as that, because he did seem like a man obsessed.
Yeah, really scary things that you're scared of like thinking about.
It's kind of like when you discovered your parents aren't like who you thought they were. There's this dark side to them.
My dad made Atmosphere. Oh, spooky times here. Happy Halloween. Well, thanks, Beck. Would you like to stick around to try and guess some of these impressions, these spookily good impressions that I've got for us?
Sure.
Yeah? Okay. All right, let's start things off now. So, basically, I'm the master of disguise, essentially, we'll get into it now. If you want to get involved, you can text in the numbers 040-9945-945. Probably should have said that earlier.
And see if you can guess it. It's pretty easy, though, because they're scarily good.
Yeah, okay, here we go.
E.T. Fang Hang.
Well, that's gotten rid of all of the guessing aspect of it.
E.T. Stone Home.
Okay, do a different
one. How does this segment get worse every week?
It's got to the point that it's saying the actual
home.
Thing.
Phone
home. All right, try a different
numbers
one, Robbie.
Numbers 040-9945-945.
Oh, is it only one? No, it's two.
So who do you think that was?
E.T. It was E.T.
Beck, do we have
like
a unanimous?
I feel like it's the Summer Heights High dude as E.T.
That's what I was thinking as well. That's very true. It's Mr. G playing E.T.
Oh, maybe. I think it was just E.T. though.
I got it.
Yeah.
Oh, you Tom. Yeah. That's what the game's all about. Winning.
Yeah, for sure. Okay, and here's the other one. All right, who's this?
It's Lance has the Stranger Things theme song playing and Robbie's putting his hand up and just pointing at us.
Squinting heavily.
So it's not even an impression, really.
Luke Skywalker trying to lift that thing out of the pond.
Close.
Are you me?
What? Who are you?
Who I'm dressed up as? Anyway, see, if you think you know who Robbie's impression is, remember this is radio and there's no audio to accompany the impression.
Senator Palpatine, somebody said? No.
Very good guess, though.
That was last week.
Yeah, so text in 0409945945.
So that was the second one, and now the third one.
That's actually a good impression, because you don't know which dinosaur is he is doing. Yeah. Now, this guest could go on all day.
Yes.
And we encourage you, so even if we're off air, if you haven't gotten what the dinosaur is, just keep getting about Diplodocus, Diplodocus. Just find out a list that's in alphabetical order and start texting them in. Do you know which one you are? He doesn't know. He doesn't know which dinosaur.
It has to be.
Or is it a Wookiee?
No, it was actually...
Yeah, maybe. It's a misleading song. Yeah.
Yeah, it's a mystery. It's a mystery. Yeah, but anyway, text in if you want. Numbers 0409945. Spooky stuff. Okay, it's Halloween here. We're all pretty spooked.
Yeah.
Okay, should we go to some FBR Radio? Okay, this is a really cool one. It's called 3005. It's by a boy, Childish Gambino. Hold up. Hold up. Come on, Childish. Come on, Childish.
Robbie's fourth and best impression of the day.
Come on, Childish.
What a song.
What a tune-ski. What a tune-ski. Big show, big tunes. Okay? FBR Radio, 94.5 FM. That was the one called 3005 by Childish Gambino. Hey, he's jack of all trades and master of all of them.
Yeah.
Love a bit of Childish Gambino on the radio. Love a bit of... But now we've got a text here. The number, if you want to get in touch, is 0409945945. They said, if you want to hear something spooky... Yes, we do. It's Halloween. I'm about to sit my last HSC exam, which Tom's dad has been teaching me all year for. And fair to say... It's not going to go well. And that's from Dave in Rose Bay. Dave, you stitched Tom right up here.
Oh, I'm sorry, Dave.
Would you care to respond?
Go on, you seed of failure. Say something.
Well, I had to go through it as like... I went through the same thing, Dave, so I appreciate it.
No, you didn't. You were a son. What are you...
Yeah. Well, you know, isn't a father the greatest teacher of all?
Say it with a straight face, for Christ.
Not appropriate for Halloween, but very good still nonetheless. No,
scary stuff. So, Jordan, you did you've done a deprivation tank twice this week.
Yeah, boom.
So, let's tell people what that is. If they don't know, it's basically a tank that you lie in salt water in it, and it's you don't feel anything in it. Is that right?
And it's so dense of salt that it is impossible, even though you do most of the time fall asleep in there because you're in a dark room. What else are you going to do?
Mm.
It reminds me a lot of if you are buried alive, you always think that you're just going to be sitting there clawing frantically to get out. I think it'd be a couple of times where you go, this is all very tiring, really.
Yeah, surely you would. You would have to fall asleep being buried in a coffin alive. I've never thought that. So true.
Yeah, well, that's one of the many realizations that you have in a self-deprivation tank.
Yeah.
Where you go in an inward journey.
Isn't that like a failure, though, if you fall asleep in the deprivation tank? Aren't you meant to stay
awake? I don't know if there's any goals about it.
I think there is. It's supposed to...
Is there a way to win?
Yeah.
Wait, did you have no...
Salty tombstone.
Did you not have any sort of goals? Or did they prep you in any respect for it? Or did you research at all anything about it?
Yeah, they did. In a very surfy, hippie way, the owner of these deprivation tanks, former lawyer, former financial advisor, just said, I hate all this, and then he was just goes, so I started to think about what I do like to do, and then I was thinking, man, I love floating, man.
Mm.
So he's made a career out of floating. This guy, to give you an idea, when you walk out of it, you feel so recharged and relaxed. I can guarantee you that there has never been a point in your life where you've walked out. The expression, I slept like a baby, it's kind of like you are a sleepwalking baby. Mm. It's the best way to describe walking out of there. Wow. probably still got an umbilical cord just for comical purposes as a listener around you, getting all of your troubles away and dragging them back, I guess, over the day.
Wow. But did you learn anything about yourself? That was scary.
No, it's not actually a scary experience at all. I can understand why people would be very freaked out about this. It does look a lot like in any science fiction film where they canonize a dead member of the crew out into space and play still the bagpipes, oddly, even though it's the year 3000. So, yeah, basically, while I was in there, what I did notice is this guy was telling me he's just... I've never met a more relaxed man in my life. This man has floated for 8 hours.
In one sitting.
In one sitting.
Wow.
Has sat there for the entire... So, he's seen things we wouldn't believe. You start hallucinating after 3 hours in a deprivation tank. Could you imagine an extra 5 hours after that?
So, why it's do like you hallucinate? Those- because you just have... you're only in your head or something. Is that the idea? That you have no other external influence, so you just go deep inside your... mind's eye.
Yeah, it's a very stoner answer to this really complicated neuroscience that gets about 70% of the gist. That's good enough.
Is that how he explained it, though? Was he saying... Did he ever use the word chakra or third eye? Or was
He's too relaxed to even go into that realm. This man says very little. I had to prod a lot out of him after the first wave. And he told me about the man that created these...
Mm.
He was a mad scientist from the 50s. This was his life goal before making this self-deprivation tank, and this is why he created it, because he wanted a way to stop the pain in his head from this situation, which is truly horrific.
Mm.
Perfect situation for Halloween. This mad scientist tried to get dolphins and humans to form a common language.
What?
They could talk to each other.
That's interesting.
Amazing. Or total points for giving it a go. I mean, what do most people do with their life? Work at a gas station for 50 years and die. Get out of the way. So this guy's
But his life's work was a failure, right? Like, he didn't work out
an abysmal failure. Permit me to explain. What he did was flooded an apartment and made a woman and a dolphin live there for 18 months.
What?
Together. And so it would
what
be
about...
This is what happened.
What do you mean?
This is fact.
How do you flood the apartment? Like, did she...
Where do you get a dolphin, first of all?
Ocean. A tuna net. I don't know.
Can you buy dolphins?
If you can get a lot of things in Mexico, Robbie. I'm sure it's not that far from the border. He would have gotten one. How did the 50s.
How did the woman sleep?
I'm sure if I wanted, I could walk around with not just synthetic gorilla boots if I wanted. I could just chop the legs off a gorilla and walk around with them. It'd be fine in the 50s.
In 50s.
Oh, especially in Mexico.
Yeah, but like, I just don't understand.
In downtown New York.
So, the idea was that they would live together and develop some kind of like common bond, like roommates.
And they teach each other.
And breed?
Yes. With dolphins. Yeah. And so, it was about ways to level the water.
Mm.
So, the dolphin was... The woman was constantly wading through essentially what is a salty swamp. Wait, for 18 months of her life. And the dolphin is constantly swimming around water where he's not fully submerged.
Yeah.
So, it was just hellish for both.
That
but the difference
terrible.
Was that the woman obviously knows that it was only supposed to be an 18-month contract and there was going to be an end to this.
Yeah.
The dolphin obviously didn't know that. And the dolphin, calling the suicide hotline just as a quick note... killed itself.
Whoa.
No way it did.
I didn't know they could do that.
What do you mean? Don't believe that that's a thing.
I feel
no,
what they did, it held its breath.
What?
It just refused to come out of the water to bask for some air.
What's it?
It died. It was that hellish for it to try and learn a common language.
But why didn't the
I don't
lady
think
pick
it was
it
that
up?
That
why
made
didn't
it
the lady
kill
pick
itself?
It up? Pick it up out of the water.
She was sleeping or something.
I don't think you can hold your breath to death, can you?
A dolphin, surely.
You can't hold your breath to death. Yes, you can.
I don't know if humans can do that.
No.
Well,
we're talking about dolphins. Jesus Christ. This is the whole point of the experiment.
Are we learning something here, or is this something, again, that we just know so little about?
There are so many problems with this. Like,
know,
there's no
just,
way
yeah.
the dolphin would... There's no way you can know the dolphin killed itself based on the fact that it had to try and learn a common language with the woman.
One word, Tom. Google.
And who was this woman? And was she constantly... Well, like, was
I don't
she,
know who the woman was.
No, but
this guy's an extremely relaxed guy. He floats for 8 hours.
Was she...
It's not into detail.
Was she in prison?
imprisoned? Like, this is what I'm trying to work. Like, was she imprisoned in this water? Like,
she's not the scientist.
You can't stay. I don't think the human skin is able to be submerged for, you know, like, imagine the razor-y nature of the skin.
I know, that's what I'm saying. Like,
she'd be extremely prunish, but the top half of it wasn't submerged at all.
Okay, so how does that... So
that's
why,
the most important part.
What's the connection between the language of the dolphin? Why did he need silence, the deprivation chamber's silence, to get away from his dolphin experiment? Where's
because
the connection?
It freaked him out.
What?
He didn't want to be responsible for
that. So he was freaked out by an experiment he chose to conduct, and then he's like, I need to invent a place to leave, essentially. Just
to have an out-of-body experience so I can see that I've at least... At least we now know that we can't do that, and that's great. Thank you very much for contributing to the collective knowledge of humanity.
But I'm going
to
keep the water and float in the water.
Yes.
So, what did he learn?
And make it way more salty.
So, we learned how to torture to the point of suicide a dolphin and how to ruin a lady's life. Is that what we learned from his horrific experiment?
Yeah.
And you're celebrating that, and you're buying into this guy's business. You're a sick boy.
He didn't do it.
Come on.
You're a sick boy.
This is what I'm saying. The next time, because this was after the first float that I had, the second time when I came in with this very calming music and the futuristic of the door over the top of you, it became so haunting after that, and that's all I was thinking about the second time, is just like...
That poor dolphin.
That dolphin was like this for 18 months.
This guy needs to be put in some questioning, I think. This wasn't the 50s.
Having said that, though, I'm going to be definitely doing it every day, I think, for the rest of my life. It's great.
Well, you know, one thing's for certain. I think the less we know, the better, right?
That's scary.
Yeah. There we go. Okay. Hey, guys, we'll see you in a moment. The time now, 12:36. You're on FBI Radio 94.5.
He specifically told us never to play this song, but spooky.
Bye-bye. Hello there, good afternoon. That was the song The Less I Know The Better by Tame Impala from their most recent album called Currents. You're with Robbie Armfield, Tomo DeFury and Jordan Shanks on this spooky day. It's Halloween and we hope you are having a good one. If you want to get in touch, the number is 0409-945-945 to text in. Let us know what you think of this great show. We just wanted to clarify as well, we were talking before about some harebrained story about a dolphin and a lady that Jordan had heard, and we can confirm that. Tom, would you like to tell them
that dolphins actually have been known to commit suicide, which is really interesting.
Again, we'd like to stress that, you know,
Jordan, 13 11 14 if you feel like killing yourself, call that number. But
it's the lifeline number.
That's the lifeline number. Okay.
Having said that, my god, how haunting is that story about the dolphin from Flipper? You guys want to really spook yourselves out?
Yeah.
Look that up.
So, because dolphins make conscious breaths, and there's someone telling a story how the dolphin looked at this person in the eye, took a breath, and then just held
Didn't
it.
Didn't take another.
What?
And just sank to the bottom of the tank, and he's like, it was the most profound thing. It had, like, a profound effect on me. Oh. It's pretty crazy, thinking of dolphins
it's
doing
grim,
that.
It's grim, isn't it?
That's awful.
Okay.
It's definitely the most depressing thing you're going to hear all day. I challenge you. Text in now if you heard something more depressing.
Yeah, name a more depressing thing than that.
It's too magical a creature.
We've got a text here, also clarification from the man that was taught by your father, Tom, saying, just to clarify, Tom's dad is an awesome teacher. I'm just too lazy to study, Dave. I'd like to contest that, actually, Dave. I've had the displeasure. No, I'm joking. Look, now, do you know what it's time for, boys?
What? Are you going to tell us?
Yeah, what's it time for?
We don't know.
Melbourne Cup tomorrow. It's the big game. The big game tomorrow. The big boys.
Big game.
What's with all these events?
I know. Take it easy,
Callum.
It's a big week, and we've got the Melbourne Cup. So we've got all the horses going down the line, having a bit of fun, having a bit of a flutter. We've got some money being thrown about. Do you know who we've got on the line to talk about it? And amongst other things, we've got Mr. Mike Baird himself, the Premier of New South Wales. Mike Baird, are you there?
No.
Nice joker. Mike. He's a joker. We love your larrikin nature, Mike, but we're going to grill you if that's okay.
Look, I'm happy to be grilled by the Sydney public. Let's do it.
Okay. Mike, can I just say, usually not a fan of anything you do. However, that mural where you took a photo of yourself in front of a mural of you playing a lot of casino chips at once, brilliant. And I'm glad you withheld it for 5 months as well.
Yeah, I think
it was
really
a great gag. I don't know why you got all this negative press about it.
As a Keep Sydney Open,
either, mate.
As a Keep Sydney Open supporter, I'll say to you, Mike, I reckon it's absolutely cowardly. Your attempt at making light of that, I think your laws are absolute trash, and you know you just don't care about the you just don't care about Sydney, do you, mate?
Rob, mate, I thought you were the poster boy for Keep Sydney Closed.
I am, but well, today I'm in costume as Keep Sydney Open.
Mike Baird, can I just say as well, over the many months that you've been ringing into this show, your accent of yourself has improved immensely.
thank you. I've been watching videos of myself previously talking.
You can definitely tell you've watched at least two.
Mike, can I just say, in regards to the Keep Sydney Open stuff, one more time, you're gutless. You're a gutless husk.
Probably is in character.
I've seen it all, I've heard it all. I'll be judged in the eyes of God.
Yeah, whatever. Whatever, mate. Wait, we're not going to be silenced. Let's make Sydney late again, you dickhead.
Who are you going also, may I just say, you dressed as, because it's Halloween, are you dressed as one of the rebel forces in Star Wars? Because it does sound like you have that same...
Yeah, like some mouth over the top of it.
I wish I'd thought of that, mate. No.
But you just dressed as Luke Foley, are you?
Luke Foley, Well done, mate.
But let's get on to the more lighthearted nature of this week, which is the Melbourne Cup tomorrow. Look, Mike, you're well known to love a bit of a flutter on these events.
I do love a good punt, don't I?
I remember...
So do the Sydney people. I mean, I've brought back the greyhounds at the will and beckon of the Sydney people, and hopefully they'll race tomorrow as well.
In the race. Yeah. Well, a lot of tiny little horses with monkeys on top of them.
Well, while they have actually been, since they've been brought up, I will actually mention to anybody that's interested, my dog, my recently acquired elderly greyhound, Blackie, has unfortunately been put down today.
Can we stop talking about death and beloved animals today?
Why did you have the dog put down?
Nobody would buy him.
So you put it down.
That's actually a problem, Rob, at the moment. When I shut down the greyhound industry, there was upward of 50,000 dogs that had nothing to do, nowhere to go, so... we actually ended up having to put down a lot of them. And we didn't know what to do, so we just figured we'd reopen it, basically.
Very good point,
after
Mike.
Putting them down. Yeah.
Well, as they say, one death's a tragedy, a million's just a statistic.
But again, let's get back to the fun stuff here, the Melbourne Cup. Look, Mike, you're well known for loving a bit of a flutter on the horses. Look, do you know what I love about the horses is their lovely smile going down the runway. Now, Mike, could you throw us some names that we can throw some money at?
Yes, I've got a few names today for a few. Look, I'm going to go ahead and ahead of time and say that while I don't agree with the name, Stand Down Baird is actually looks like it's going to be a winner. But we'll get on to the other ones now.
Stand Down Baird. Is that
Stand
a horse?
Down Baird. That's actually
a bold name.
Be a winner. Yeah. It's a bold name, and I will not be cheering that jockey on, but he's got a good chance of winning.
Classic, likable Mike style. Yeah. Still giving props where it's deserved.
Yeah. You're a larrikin, Mike.
Thanks, mate. What have we got? We've got a few other ones. We've got Garbage for Dinner. We've got Horse Drop. We've got Who Knows, Not Me. Chicago Steam Horse. Double Finger Dip. My sister's punter again. She's back.
She was put down.
Was she? God, it must be her sister's punter. And then we've got Dark and Horsey. Said that, but I'll reinforce it because it's good odds on that one.
Okay.
Whips misses.
Double your money on that one.
Yep. Yeah, and I've actually got a tip that Whips misses. The jockey, in fact, is going through a rough time at home, so I'll be seeing what I can do there. Sorry? To maybe heckle him or harass him and raise the odds of the
others. You got that information.
All right, so there's a lot of
highly encourage you picking on people that are obviously smaller than you.
But yeah, so you know, if anyone's going to be putting a bet on tomorrow, that's what their Premier Mike Baird's official picks,
which is a very odd thing that we're getting the Premier of New South Wales to be picking on a cup that's clearly in Melbourne. But thank you so much for your tips, right, Mike. You're clearly the most qualified person to be talking about it.
Thanks for that,
Mike. Thanks so much for being with us.
No worries. Have a great Halloween, boys.
Hey, stay spooky.
You too.
Cheers, mate.
Or should I say Luke Foley? See ya.
Oh, bye, mate. You know, he's all right. You know, as a Keep Sydney Open guy, look, I'm totally averse to his opinions on the laws, but hey, he's a larrikin. He's got, he's got a bit of a sense of humour.
He's a bit of fun, you know?
He's a bit of fun, and I like that. I like that in a guy. All right, now we're going to give you a bit of this tune ski here. It's by Drake. It's called Know Yourself. See you in a moment.
Wallet.
Tom, what you doing in the Crocodile Crew?
Wallet.
FBI Radio.
That's sleeping in
keep
the
it locked.
Streets.
With my woes. With my woes. That was the song Know Yourself by Drake. You're listening to FBI Radio 94.5 FM with Robbie Armfield, Tom Montefiore, and Jordan Shanks. Now, it's time. It's time for me to put something on the table for you boys. Are you interested?
I am.
Let's hear it.
Well, actually, we don't know. I don't know why I said I am.
Yeah, I'm
really
always
don't
interested.
Know what you're offering.
So, I created a meme page called Make Man Blush. It was on Facebook and Instagram. Mm. I conducted it.
I've seen its work.
I conducted some interviews with people relating to their work and stuff like that.
Yes, yeah, so a grand total of three, was it?
Yes. It's amassed thousands of followers, and I'm pretty keen to sell it off to the highest bidder. It's got a very... a pretty dispassionate audience, to be honest, but there are many okay what you'll
so
be
a small pedestrian audience,
so it's yes it's a
lot of people. I like it. I just don't love it.
A large number, they just don't interact.
What's the prospects for it?
Why
buy it? Why
so what you're getting is you're getting a 9 gag and Unilad type audience, okay? So yeah. So you want to sort of cater to that.
Yeah, exactly. Absolutely best.
Well, I reckon, but that's
people
why
that are really into beer pong,
absolutely
wearing caps backwards.
Yes, absolutely.
They're the greatest human beings.
Yes, yes. So, but that's what you'll be receiving. You'll be receiving about 11,000 of these individuals.
They're not slaves, Robbie.
Yeah, it almost is like that.
Yeah. Do you think that that's what you're doing? You're handing us 11,000 human beings to do as we will with them.
Pretty much. That's how it works online.
So, do you want it, Jordan? Do you want the page?
Yeah, all right.
How much do you have in your wallet there?
I got $25. I'll give you 20.
20 right now for the admin password and username.
Yeah, it's one of those brand new $5 bills. I don't really want to give it to you because it's novelty.
I'm not... let's not take the piss here, okay?
What?
This is some...
are you offended by our offer?
I'm offended by the offer.
How much do you want?
I want upwards of $300.
$300.
We're talking 11,000 individuals.
All right, how does it
11,
make money?
11,000 admittedly dispassionate individuals.
Yeah. Yeah, but they're there. What do you want? They're there.
Yeah.
What more do you want from them?
Just lazy, but they're there.
They're there. Oh, wait, it's all about...
Oh, they're human nerds that you get as lollies, aren't they? They can't move. They kind of just sit around with their goggly eyes staring at you. Go, you got another meme for us? Just put it out.
All right.
I don't think I like that one.
I've got to set something
dispassionate.
Got to set something straight here. We got a text on the number here saying, "Make a Man Blush has 636 followers." You pleb. Yeah, on Instagram, mate. On Instagram. Why don't we tally those up? Facebook and Instagram.
Yeah, narrow the whole world down to Instagram, huh?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, cheers, mate. Never text back here again.
No. Please text back.
Yeah, please text back. Yeah, yeah, please. All right, Monty, do you want it?
I don't particularly want it, but I'll offer $40 just to make this
interesting.
Aren't you
supposed to be my lawyer at this situation?
Oh, yeah, sorry. I'm the lawyer of Jordan. Jordan would like to offer
$20.
So
what, you're going to come into partnership with me?
I'll add 20 to it. I'll make it 40.
He's a nice guy.
You're always interested in more followers, Jordan. I thought you'd want 11,000 of keen individuals.
Yeah, and I also love bargains.
Yeah.
You seem very desperate. I mean, you just put down a dog.
All right, if someone can beat $40, you can have Make a Man Blush. I'm just opening it up to everyone out there.
See if you get a better offer than that, mate. You'll be calling back.
Maybe. Hopefully not. All right,
get ready to grovel.
Now it's time for Jordan to do a trick for us. Trick or treat.
So it's apple bobbing because it's Halloween. So we've got a texter here for Jordan to pick up with his teeth.
And how long do we have in this show? Do we have enough time to just randomly call people and say trick or treat to them?
No, we don't have time.
No, we don't have time for
that. Okay, apple bobbing it is.
Apple
with no apple or water, because as usual, we couldn't be bothered to walk across the road where there is a supermarket that sells both buckets and apples.
It's radio, mate. We don't need to tell them.
We can pretend it's an apple.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Yeah, the closest IGA is 30,000 kilometres away.
No,
right.
But also, we have an apple in the studio. We have an apple here.
Okay, John's going to try and pick the apple up.
Just let me smell that. And yep, that's definitely an apple, all right?
Texas,
let's do that.
Smelling apple. Okay, and we're going to throw thongs at him if you can't pick it up.
Okay, three. So we're doing a timer here?
Give me 10 seconds to try and pick up the apple with my teeth.
Yep, okay.
And then if you don't, then you have to throw thongs at me while playing Sisqo's classic thong song, and I'll be very honest with the audience of FBI. We're just looking for an excuse to play Cisco's thong song because it doesn't bloody get played enough by this station.
Okay, here we go. All right, 10 seconds starting now. Oh, God.
10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5.
No, look, I've got a thing. Oh, all right. Yeah.
That's actually easier than we thought.
You did it.
How long was it?
Yeah.
That's 5 seconds.
Can I get some kudos?
Yeah, good work. That's it actually just did not look like even nearly a challenge.
8.5. Was that? Why did you give yourself such a good leeway there? That was not fun. Can we just look? Oh, do you know what? Trick.
Ow!
Trick.
No, but I did.
Trick.
Are we playing Thog Song?
Trick.
Trick.
Or trick.
So, that was on your iPod. Just trust us, that was Cisco, even though you never heard the song thong, the word thong once in it. Mm. We'll see you next week, hopefully with more clippets of songs that you can't really identify from the very short amount of time that we have it on air.
One more thought as well.
I do want to finish things off now as a, Keep Sydney Open supporter here today. Somebody texted in saying, Mike Baird sounds like an absolutely ripper bloke and someone you could sit around the table with and have a beer and a bet on the Dogs with. Really an outstanding citizen. Couldn't agree. Don't agree with all his laws. Agree with that sentiment, though. Can we all agree on that, boys?
Oh, 100%.
Absolutely. All right, cheers. It's goodbye from Jordan Shanks.
Bye.
Goodbye from Tom at Fury.
Bye.
And I've been Robbie Armfield, and I hope you have a lovely spooky day, but also a fun day. Coming up now, we've got the playlist with Stephen Goodhue, produced by Dan Gordon. And here's a lovely little song. It came out a few years ago, but it's got a little bit of a spooky sentiment in there. It's called Breeze Blocks, and it's by your boys, Alt-J. Love the Alt-J. Here we are.
Run away, but hold it down. Bye.
Bye.